When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Of this disorder. That's what I mean when I say said disorder. Somebody asked me the other day. I just got to clarify that. Today's episode is going to be about how to be with a narcissist, how to make it work with a narcissist. How do I make it work with my narcissistic, toxic, significant other? simple. It's going to be the simplicity of this is going to astound you. If you want to make it with if you want to make it work with a narcissist, be prepared to sacrifice. That's literally it right there. Be prepared to sacrifice. Be prepared to give yourself a lot of self-love and try to validate yourself, because it is rarely going to come from the other person. So this is one thing I do have to mention right here, y'all. So many people speak in absolutes about narcissists, and I think it hurts a lot of different people. Because when people say narcissists don't do this, narcissists will never do this, narcissists can't do this. Like, when they speak in absolutes, the absence of this, like, absolutes means this is fact right here. All narcissists do this right here. When people speak in absolutes, I think it can kind of throw people off. It kind of hinder people on their healing journey or the decision to leave or to stay. Because all narcissists are not alike. There is a spectrum. There absolutely is. There is a spectrum of narcissism. You know, and there's a spectrum of the severity of the personality disorder. You look at me, you're like, oh, you're not like, you talk like my husband, you act like my husband, but y'all have completely different personality traits. Overall, yes, our personalities are going to be different, but the disorder, the traits from the disorder are typically going to be the same. No two narcissistic people are alike. Look at me and Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations. He's a self-aware narcissist. We are alike in a lot of ways, but we're completely different than a lot of others. Look at Sarah, a Cluster B Milkshake. On YouTube, a lot of same traits, but present them completely differently. The absolutes of narcissism, like all narcissists do this, all narcissists do that. And when you have a narcissistic person in your life and they don't do that one thing that all narcissists do, that might confuse you. Like, well, they do all of this other stuff, but they don't do that right there. They are actually really good at doing this part right here. You'll be like, well, all narcissists hate their kids. And then you have a narcissistic person that only loves the kids. You're like, well, they love. She's a good mom. He's a good dad. So they must not be a narcissist. But they cheating on you. They lying to you. They manipulating you. They beating on you. They doing all the other stuff. They gaslighting you. You know, lack of empathy. They doing everything else, but they're a good parent. You know what I mean? That's how it goes, right? I had to get that out the way, y'all, because the absolutes can hinder people. I don't speak in absolutes. I don't say all narcissists. I say most. I say a lot. I say some. I say quite a few. You know, I use words like that. That's why I use those words, because the absolutes, I don't think they help people. You know, if whatever helps you heal, y'all, whatever helps you heal, you know, but one absolute is this is the one absolute that narcissistic people do not change, y'all. I myself have not changed. I'm me. My behaviors have been altered. I know people are going to say, well, technically that's change right there. You just said you don't change. Then you immediately say your behaviors have been altered. My thought processes is the same, y'all. I'm not going to go into too much detail. That's a whole nother video. But yeah. How to make it work with a narcissist, y'all. Let's get back on track. Hope y'all enjoyed that little absolute part. But how to make it work with a narcissist, y'all, it is, how do I say this right here? Like I said, sacrifice. You have to be willing to give more to the other person than you receive. You just have to. You have to be willing and able to sacrifice not only your mental health, but sometimes the mental health and the mistreatment of the kids involved, the animals that are involved, the people that are involved, and things like that. You have to be willing to sacrifice and give up a lot of stuff to be with this person. You just have to. That is the crux of it right there. That is the main bullet point right there. You're going to sacrifice. You are. Lee, you just spoke in an absolute. Yes, that's an absolute right there, because that's not describing a personality trait. That's describing what you have to do. You're going to have to sacrifice. Find me one person on the world, on this planet, that has successfully stayed with a narcissist that hasn't sacrificed anything. Their family, their relationship with themselves, their weight, their health, their physical fitness, their mental health. You know what I mean? You're going through sacrifice, y'all. You just are. That's it right there. You're going through sacrifice to be with this person. So ask yourself, is it worth, what are you willing to give up? Right now, I want to stay with my narcissistic partner. And then right immediately beneath that, right now, what you're going to gain from staying with this person, and then what you're going to sacrifice. Do a cost-benefit analysis. That's what I say. I always say do a cost-benefit analysis right there. Because pro-cons list, they work. But cost-benefit analysis, get down to the nitty-gritty with it. Right foot creep. I don't want to see me. looking around and stay low. That's the gritty, y'all. The nitty-gritty. but literally, get down to it. Cost-benefit analysis. What are you going to give up? This is how you do it right here. So, benefit. I get my partner. I stay with my partner. Cost. I lose the relationship with my parents. My kids suffer mentally from emotional abuse. I don't get to have friends. Like, I don't get to go out when I want to. That stuff right there. See, the cost right there to most people will outweigh the benefit. But to you, it might be more of a benefit to have this person in your life because you had to put some codependency going on. That might be the benefit right there for you to have this person in your life. Like, well, the benefit always all of that because I get to have my person. I don't care how they treat the kids. I don't care how they treat me. I have my person. You're willing to sacrifice not only your stuff, but the kids too. So when you have kids involved, it's always not, you're not just thinking about you. You have to think about them. Because if you're just thinking about you, then you sound just like the narcissist in your life. I'm just thinking about my happiness. I have two kids by this person, and they'll be fine because I'm going to be happy with my person. All right. They sense that struggle, y'all. They absolutely do. They a lot of them internalize it, I promise you, but they sense it. You know what I mean? So, oh my goodness gracious. So you'll be willing to sacrifice a lot of different things, y'all. You just are. That's part of it right there. You're going to sacrifice. You're going to give up a lot of stuff. You won't. I just feel like this is also one of the things to stay with a narcissist. You're going to, you know, you won't live up to your full potential. You're holding on to the potential of what the relationship would have offered you. You're holding on to that potential. But the narcissist in your life, you know, you're holding on to their potential while simultaneously you losing your potential. You know, your potential is going downhill. Your potential is going downhill or staying the same while you're holding on to theirs. You know, it's like a weight. It's like an anchor. It's like the narcissist in your life is an anchor, right? The surface of the water is a great life. It's a great, happy, fulfilled, mentally happy, physically happy, you know, everybody happy life. You get to live up to your full potential. But that weight, the narcissist, is the anchor. So you hold on to the anchor. Guess what? If you hold on to an anchor, guess where you go? You go beneath the surface and you get deeper and deeper and deeper until you hit ocean bottom, lake bottom, riverbed bottom. You know what I mean? You're going to hit that type of stuff right there. You just are. You're going to hit this. You're going to hit rock bottom. Rock bottom and rock bottom absolutely sucks, y'all. But this is the life that this is what you're sacrificing. You're sacrificing the fresh air, the sunshine, the friends and family where they can see you to hold on to this anchor of a relationship. An anchor can stop a goddamn ship, a huge ship. What do you think it's going to do to you? You know what I mean? So many people, like, you're just going to sacrifice. But Lee, can you talk about the benefits of being with a narcissist? Why do y'all keep asking me those questions? I look at my comment section. I see people send me emails saying shit like that. People send me on Twitter. Can you talk about the good things about narcissists? You don't talk about the bad stuff. I'm talking about narcissism in general and the personality disorder and the traits. He's like, can you talk about the good stuff, the good narcissists in society? What? You know, can you talk about the benefits of being with a narcissist? Like, y'all do that. Y'all see my page over here. I'm helping narcissistic people by showing them what you can do by going to therapy and committing to therapy and committing to absolute behavior alterations and, you know, and not, you know, committing to being able to deal with shame. That's how I help people. You can't help narcissists by propping them up like, hey, you're a great, 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 great person. You're a narcissistic piece of S, but I love you so much. You're the greatest person ever. You can't help a narcissist by propping them up. You just can't do that, y'all. I feel like I want to say I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry, because you can't do that. Like, y'all saw pages propping them up, because I just can't do that, because that would be a waste of time and I would get attacked and I wouldn't feel, it will feel disingenuous. But yeah, decide what you want, y'all. I mean, I feel like it's your life. You have to decide how you want to live it. You absolutely do. You have to decide how you want to live your life. Is it worth holding on to this anchor? You know, or is it worth trying to, you know, separate? To each their own. No judgment here. Some people want to judge you if your kids are getting mentally, physically, and verbally abused, but, you know, that's life. But anyways, y'all, let me hop off this thing, y'all. Live in-person meetup coming in Cova Brewery in Norfolk, Virginia. Thank you for somebody correct me on that one. Going to make a more of an announcement today. Stay tuned. Like and subscribe. June 12th. Mental Illness is out. Peace.